T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
I'm going to quickly say a couple of things on this. And then, sure. Ryan Horvath, it is all you.
Of course.
First off, the offensive line and the quarterback across all football has always been a thing, right? Like, they're my guys. They protect me. You know, they don't allow me to, you know, they allow it so I don't have a broken back every game and blah, 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 blah. So we got to be tight. I get my offensive lineman presents and I hook them up and take care of them with scooters or watches or whatever. That's always been a thing in football.
If you're smart.
I'll just say this. I don't understand something. Why isn't there a similar bond between quarterback and receivers? Like, if they don't catch the ball for you, your numbers aren't going to be as good. If they don't make spectacular one-handed grabs or headlong first catches and readjusting on routes and catching underthrows and that stuff, your numbers don't look as good. So wouldn't you want to have that same type of chemistry like you had with Jordy, like you had with Randall and these guys? Wouldn't you want to build that same type of chemistry? So again, understanding that probably nobody in the National Football League has quarterback wide receiver dinners or quarterback wide receiver breakfast or lunch or whatever the hell it is on a week-to-week basis, maybe it's not a whole horrible idea. I'm not asking you to go to the club with these guys. I'm not asking you to go play Madden with these guys or Call of Duty or Rainbow or Siege or whatever. I'm not asking you to do any of that stuff. All I'm saying is, what does it harm possibly to go hang out and have a meal with these guys like once a week, once a month? I don't know. You say you have no interest. Fine. But really, what do you know about these guys? Like, how much do you really know them? And don't you think, Aaron Rodgers, that some of these young dudes wouldn't love to hear some stories about you and your receivers back in the day and different moments in different games and all that stuff? Man, they'd be sitting there with their head on their hands, listening to all the stories. And in fact, I got an actual example of this. Ryan's shaking his head completely at me. I've got another example of this. Back in the day when we used to go to spring training, Tim Allen and I for WSSP 1250 AM, the Fan, we'd go there every year and do shows. And I'll never forget it. The one year when Mike Cameron was on that team, the center fielder for the Brewers, It was his first spring training. Literally walked into the clubhouse, right? And you have all the lockers and everything around, and then they had tables in the middle. It literally was Cameron on top of a table sitting, and all these dudes either sitting on the floor, standing, whatever else, and this dude's telling stories from back in the day of what happened at different moments and everything else. And these, like, Hardy and Weeks and Fielder, these guys are eating it up, and he was like the older brother telling them, you know, the history of what he's been through and everything else and telling them stories, and they're laughing and whatever else, and he was holding court. That was his deal. Like, again, I know not everybody does this. I understand. And what I'm asking is something out of the norm in this situation. But in this situation, it was out of the norm where you were relying on rookie wide receivers to be your guys this year, right? So you had to figure out a way to build chemistry. You, Aaron Rodgers, chose not to go to OTAs other than the mandatory one. You decided that Randall Cobb was going to be the guy to build the relationships with these guys and help them. How old is Randall Cobb? Oh, yeah, he's not their age. No, he's older. But he figured out how to get along with them and figured out how to bond, figured out how to be the good cop and calmed them down after you chewed their rear ends out. He figured it out. But you, similar age, couldn't figure it out. So, again, I get that most quarterbacks don't hang out with everybody on the team, whatever else. But this year, in this instance, I think it would have been beneficial to the team had there been some type of bonding at some point between those groups of people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.